Malachi Fields caught the longest throw of the Giants' week, a 50-yard touchdown from Jackson Dart, dropped down the sideline after a pocket escape in Thursday's joint practice with the Dolphins, per Anthony Rivardo at Empire Sports Media. The team site's account of the same session, from Matt Siddick, adds the texture. A contested deep catch in one-on-one drills, another deep ball in team periods brought in with the body control to come back to the throw, and a two-minute drill slant where the rookie caught the first down and immediately slid so the offense could spike it with 3 seconds left. A week after catching all three of his targets with a touchdown in the preseason opener, the third-round pick spent the joint practice as the downfield half of Dart's best day of camp. Frame the noise honestly. Matt Sidney at G-Men HQ wrote this week that Fields is positioning himself as a potential number two receiver. A real conversation, but one running ahead of anything the usage has proven since no Fields line surfaced in the coverage we accessed of Saturday's 26-3 win, a game most starters and Dart himself sat, per Michael Haney and Patricia Traina at Giants on SI. What the evidence does support, the veterans he is competing against keep having quieter weeks than he does, Darnell Mooney went unmentioned in game coverage again, and Odell Beckham Jr.'s drop of a certain touchdown made the write-ups, per Haney and Traina. Back in June, our preview declined to convert draft capital and minicamp buzz into a September claim, but said the opening was real with Malik Nabers rehabbing. And the skill that June's one data point described, winning a contested ball in the air, is now the recurring theme of his camp, rather than a one-off. Nabers' return to team drills Monday starts the clock on how much of that opening survives. Watch next. Whether Fields runs with the first unit in Friday's finale against the Jets, and how his practice reps hold up as Nabers ramps toward the opener. We'll check after cut day. Data via NFL Verse.